On the show today, we have Finastra's very own Alan Brown talking about the company is helping redefine the future of finance to improve millions of lives worldwide. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Fawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on the program today, we have Mr. Alan Brown from Finastra. Alan, how you doing, sir?
I am doing well, Mike. How are you?
Good. Doing great. Doing great. And great to have you back on the show. We were talking before the recording that I had you on like right when COVID hit, and now we're kind of, I don't know where we are with it now, but that was, you know, 6 months later, it's like, hey, yeah. Alan's back. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you, but I'm glad you're back. So
yeah, I'm glad you're back too.
Thank you.
In the big scheme of things, yes.
No doubt, no doubt. Hey, we're talking about Finastra helping redefine the future of finance to improve millions of lives worldwide. That's a pretty bold statement there by you guys. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. It's a big deal. You know, when you think about 2020, and it came in like a wrecking ball for the most part,
pretty
right?
Much.
We had a fast start, and then we got hit with the pandemic. And then as things have evolved, you kind of reflect on, you know, some of the natural disasters that have occurred as well. And, you know, for all of us, you know, within Finastra, as we think about being open and inclusive, you know, it became, frankly, mission critical that, you know, coming, you know, out with this bold statement of redefining finance for good was extremely important, because when we think of our credit unions and our community banks, which, you know, those relationships with their members or their clients, they're all relational, right? You know, families, friends, people you see when you go to church or on Sunday, or you're out at the restaurant. You know, at this time with everything that's happened, you know, it's really accelerated a lot of change, which, you know, has really had us step back and really think about deeply, you know, what's our role? How do we participate in impacting people's lives? So, you know, so when I think about those community banks and credit unions and those relationships, it's really incumbent upon us to really lean in tightly with our customers and ensure that, you know, they have a solution that helps them, you know, operate at a distance, so that, you know, the restaurant down the street or the lawyer or the doctor that has to, you know, pay payroll, that they have, you know, the means to do so.
Yeah.
So, you know, our initiative really globally is to, you know, impact 9 million lives, if not more, through a deep partnership with our customers.
Well, and I'm looking at this, and I'm looking kind of at the 64,000 foot level. I'm like, this could be really infectious in a good way.
Yeah.
So, you know, if more people do this, I mean, cause it's, you know, I mean, again, the terminology finance for good, you know, it's exciting, certainly, but it's also, to me, it can be very infectious to other people as well. It can really spread, again, in a good way, and really help out not only 9 million, but how about 18, 20, you know, 50, you know, that type of thing. So if you're going global. So having said that, what does it mean to you? What does that terminology mean to you?
You know, it means a lot. Right.
Yeah.
Again, if, you know, if I think about, you know, if we go back a couple of years from more recently, the hurricanes that hit Puerto Rico, or more recently, the hurricanes that impacted, you know, Alabama and Louisiana, you know, and knowing what those people went through, and, you know, needing that, you know, to have access to funds, being able to pay their bills, being able to send money to relatives, you know, it's extremely important. You know, it's interesting when I thought of financial services way back when, you know, I would never put it in the same bucket as the impact that, you know, a doctor may have on people's lives. But financial services, you know, it's central to what people do on a day in, day out basis. So, you know, I actually, you know, am quite honored to be a part of Finastra, where we can make that impact. Yeah. And, you know, it's really part of the Finastra DNA. You know, one great example, if I think about, you know, our innovation team. So, you know, so let's think about the unbanked. Let's think about some of the inequality that exists within the system. We've had hackathons where teams have got together and looked at the, some of the injustices, if you will, that occurs in the credit decisioning process. So we've had a team. It's not a product yet. Will be at some point, but they've used AI and machine learning to understand how we've put in bias into that system in that decision engine.
Wow.
So they're looking at a technology set that takes it out.
Nice.
So, so working for a company that kind of has that as part of, their DNA and trying to, when we all think about, the world we want to live in and how we want to operate, nice. Just, bringing the future forward with technology, with that sort of solution is, mm-hmm. is just phenomenal.
So what brought this on? Was it the pandemic that kind of brought this on? Or was it, like you said, this is kind of in Finastra's DNA though. So this is kind of what you guys have been all about all along. So maybe COVID-19 maybe put the accelerator on it a little bit, or I don't know, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I would say, and when we think of the pandemic and was occurred in the U.S. over the last 6 months, I mean, we have a pandemic. We've seen a lot of things with the Black Lives Matter movement as well, and this is all on a global stage as well.
Yeah.
So, as our engineers, our teams, because everyone within Finastra can kind of participate in these hackathon events, they kind of come to the table with head and heart and trying to build a world that they want to see for tomorrow. So they look at those real world problems and really innovate on how can we make a change in that. So.
That's motivation.
That's how some of that's come about.
Yeah, that's motivation right there for sure. So what else does finance for good potentially look like to you at Finastra? And maybe even going beyond that, after whenever we can say after the pandemic is, whenever we can use those words, but what does it look moving forward in the next year?
And it's a couple of things. So, again, I think the pandemic has really accelerated a lot of change for us. If I look at financial institutions and some of their digital transformation strategies, they've been brought forward because of the pandemic. And, if I think about what we're doing with our cloud platform, so think of your core banking system. There are still many financial institutions out there that have an on-prem solution that they have to operate, which is not conducive in a pandemic world. So, the fact that we have a modern solution set, it's cloud ready, it's SaaS, we give, our clients the ability to actually work remotely. They can still operate the institution in a socially distant way. So that's really cool. The other thing that, I think that we've seen that actually I'm kind of proud of that the corporation has done. When I think of the CARES Act and when that rolled out in the payment protection program, we were pretty quick to come out with a solution for customers and CDFIs that kind of took the noise out of that process. If you remember, it was quite confusing in the beginning. So, we were able to, the process to help financial institutions process over $6 billion in loans that made a real difference, because that's money in people's pockets, right?
That's so life-changing stuff. Man.
That is life-changing stuff. And then, if I bring it back to my portion of the portfolio, right, everything revolves around digital, but, the world is a digital world. Having a mobile and online solution, that became, we were already the largest branch. It was amplified during the pandemic and continues to be huge. So, we're, looking at that quite closely, and in pockets, across the country, that engagement is still tough in a virtual world, right? Mm-hmm. So we're looking to bring forward, you know, tools that, you know, help ease that engagement, so that, you know, they can maintain those relationships and stay close.
Are there any COVID-19 trends that you've been tracking that potentially influence this announcement as well? Any other items on the pandemic front that kind of swayed this?
So if I look at the pandemic and I look at trends, so, you know, if I continue to look at the trends that we see, you still see, you know, a high percentage of activity on many of your money movement features. So P2P, A2A, bill payment, you know, remote deposit capture is still through the roof. So that's going to change. But inside of that, you know, if I look at the generational impact that's occurred, you know, during this pandemic, you've had, you know, folks come on platforms that have not used current technology in the past to transact. So when I think about user experience, you know, we've been working quite closely with a number of our financial institutions using design thinking methodologies to kind of address, you know, that ease of use from, you know, from a generational perspective, to kind of ease that pain and to also identify, you know, other engagement opportunities. And that goes back to our favorite topic, right? You know, analytics, data changes everything to me. And I think that is just, you know, if I just look across financial services across the board, I really feel like we're still just scratching the surface. There's so much rich data in there that will help us better serve our clients post-pandemic. It's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, I've heard from a lot of data analytics experts that right now data has never been more important to really leverage right now than ever before. So it's just, and I totally assume because I'm almost every interview that I had during that time between March and probably like June, data kept coming up. It's like, gosh, we've got to use this now. We've got to use this now to like really set ourselves up for the future type thing. So I kept hearing that over and over again. Yeah. So yeah, I'm right on board with that one. The next question here I want to ask you though is future wise, looking into 2021, what digital banking behaviors or trends do you see outliving the pandemic actually? And then how will Finastra be there to help folks out in this area? Because I think this is going to be truly, truly interesting. The next 6 months to 12 months, holy smokes, man, Alan, this is going to be actually really exciting, I think.
It's going to be insane. I think the opportunity is just enormous. So, you know, from my perspective, you know, Alan looking into the crystal ball, if you will. So a lot of the trends that we've seen, I think, you know, when the pandemic hit, we saw a huge peak in the April, May, June timeframe. Things then kind of leveled off as far as activity is concerned. But it's still, you know, if we look at, you know, engagement and interaction is still at a level that is higher than what we saw pre-pandemic. I don't see that dropping off because I think we've, you know, picked up quite a few new adopters. Of using digital technologies to bank and transact. And as a result of that, I think that's going to have, frankly, an increased amount of pressure on us to serve up the next thing, if you will, to keep that engagement up, as well as provide the end user, you know, new and different ways to manage their finances. You know, I'm going to predict something.
All right.
Don't hold me to this. But, you know, as a result, you know, so this is going to be a post-pandemic impact. So, you know, because the economy is under such pressure and because, you know, I think most of us, if not all of us, are just looking at, you know, the number of folks that are unbanked. We're looking at how do we make financial services, you know, how do we drive equality in that. I believe we're going to see an increase in the adoption rate of personal finance management. because people are going to be more focused on their dollars and cents.
No doubt.
Which is, as a result of that, it's going to drive a surge in, you know, some of the things that, you know, some of our fintech partners will bring to the market as well, that helps them action those insights. So from a Finastra perspective, if we look at FusionFabric.cloud, and the amount of traffic that continues to grow as far as onboarding new fintechs, my prediction is we're going to see a huge increase, just in wealth management across the board.
Oh, yeah.
I think another interesting change that we'll see post pandemic. We're all aware of how small businesses have been impacted, restaurants, hardware stores, so we're going to see those folks that were in those jobs maybe move into different jobs. Mm-hmm. So that's going to, in some respects, and again, I'm no expert, there are much smarter people out there than me, but I think that's going to drive some changes on the gig economy to some extent.
Yep.
And as a result of that, there's going to be an increased demand for folks that work in the gig economy to better manage, what they're doing day in and day out, mm-hmm. and managing how they're transacting on their gig. So I could use an Uber driver as an example, or yep. Lyft.
Right.
But those are going to, I think the demand for those sort of solutions are going to increase as well. And then the next one, and then I'll shut up.
No, go ahead.
So the gig economy is a form of a micro small business, if you will. But if I look at small, medium sized businesses, again, this is going to drive increased pressure for technology consumption as well. Because they're going to want to do everything they're going to want to do it mobile first, frankly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they'll use online as a second choice. But small businesses are going to be looking for the same sort of capability, the same solution set that consumers are enjoying today, and see that manifested in the solutions that they may use for invoicing, account payables, you name it.
Yeah.
Forecasting, cash forecasting as well. So I believe, those things were already there. I think it's going to be accelerated post-pandemic. And there's also the generational impact on that as well, because, one thing that I've seen us Americans do whenever we're met with a challenge, when we go through a bit of adversity, we come out of it stronger.
Oh yeah.
And we look to do things differently. So I think that's going to be fueled by our Gen Zers. They are going to have a huge demand for a new set of tools to do their small businesses that they're trying to grow up to be the next Google, if you will, over time. So I really think as we transition into calendar year 2021, we get on the other side of this pandemic, as the economy begins to accelerate, that acceleration, the desire is going to be to have the right technology set to complement it. So that's my prediction.
So now's the time to get your ducks in a row to prepare yourself for that time. So
yeah.
To really meet that accelerated demand for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's really key for credit unions and community banks, right? So, mm-hmm. If you can do well by doing good with the way that you may offer a solution to a small business that comes to you for funding, your business will so grow with it as well.
No doubt. Well said, sir. Well said. Oh my gosh, Alan, this was a great one. I like this. I like this a lot, man. I think we reached the peak right here. This is really good stuff. No, I really enjoyed this one. So gosh, I covered everything. Anything else to add to around? Usually I'm speechless. There's so much in this one, man. I could divide this interview up into like five different parts and it'd be just great.
Well, thank you, Mike. I always enjoy talking to you, and
likewise.
I think this is part of the pandemic effect for me. It's like I'm so trapped in my house. It's like whenever I can talk to someone I haven't talked to in a while, it's a great thing.
It feels good for sure. All right, Alan. Well, I'll let you get back to work because you've got lots of important things to do if we're going to prepare for 2021 for sure. And yes. Congrats on, you know, the Finance for Good concept. I absolutely love that. And I hope it's infectious in a good way, and it really spreads to other companies and corporations and stuff to do the same. So I see nothing but good coming from this. So keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. And look forward to the next chat. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Be well.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Alan.